Continuing our conversation now with Congressman Tim Walberg, heading back to the 116th Congress, where he will find himself in the minority for the first time in a while. Before we get there, though, Congressman, what do you see left on the to-do list for the lame duck session?
Well, we've got the farm bill complete. I was talking with the speaker yesterday morning, and he indicated that, yeah, it was supposed to come up this week on the floor. It's ready for a vote. Due to the funeral yesterday, vote's been canceled. So it'll be next week, the farm bill. We still have the rest of the budget appropriations package. Passed about 75% of that before we went home for the October campaign period. So we have that 25% left to do, but it's fraught with all sorts of challenges. Chuck Schumer really is controlling the ball over there in the Senate right now. We have that to complete. A few other things that we're looking at if we can possibly get it done.
Now, why do you think Chuck Schumer is controlling the ball over there? Obviously, his control is going to be greatly weakened here come January when the Republicans will have 53 seats in the United States Senate. So that's going to be a much stronger position. And then you come to the next election and you know that Alabama is going to go back to the Republicans. So they're going to be realistically starting with 54 seats to start the next election cycle. So it's a good bet that the Republicans will hang on to the United States Senate after the next go round as well.
Well, that'd be a great thing if we get the House back as well, because right now Chuck Schumer looks at it this way. He's got the 60 vote requirement to hold up, plus people like Jeff Flake who have gone to the dark side. So he
it's
has
a good way
that
to put it. You know, I just wish I look forward to Jeff Flake not being here anymore. He's not much of a Republican. He's certainly not a conservative. You know, he tries to claim that he is, but I really don't see that in much of his behavior, because he's willing to put his petty politics above what's best for the country, which would be approving judges, for example.
Yeah, it's sad to see. When I first came here, Jeff was a true conservative. In fact, he was almost my hero as I watched him deal with the budget appropriations process, stand there and take the slings and arrows as he tried to cut away at the bureaucracy. But time has changed. I don't know whether it was his time on the island with Martin Heinrich or what, drunk some Democrat Kool-Aid, but that's happened. So Schumer has that control now. But next term, remember, he has control of saying to whoever's a leader on the Republican side, listen, you've got more votes, but you don't have the House. So whatever we send to the House has to be under the understanding that the House has to pass it in some way. And you can pass all you want here, but it's not going anywhere if it's too conservative. So that's the challenge we have in the coming 2 years. Memories of when we didn't control the Senate, the House simply trying to hold back what Obama wanted to keep on doing, and ultimately successfully doing that for about 6 years, completing the process of holding them back. So it'll be an interesting time. That's why we want to see what we can get done, at least moving forward some things, before the end of December.
And here we are. I'm just curious. I want to bring you back to the 7th Congressional District here for a moment, because today marijuana becomes legal for recreational use in Michigan, the first state in this part of the country to allow that to occur. The voters passing that under the 6th of November, and it's taking it. Now, a lot of communities said, no, we don't want it in our communities, and they passed resolutions to do that. What is the general take in the 7th Congressional District? What have you been hearing?
Well, I haven't been hearing too much about that because there's a lot of uncertainty still. The federal law is still the federal law, and it stands in direct opposition to what the state did in this case. Those that support it are quietly high-fiving and looking forward to this day, and I'm sure Ann Arbor will be hopping in the center of my district with this new recreational marijuana. But there are a lot of people out there that say, while we are libertarian enough to believe that people ought to be able to do legally what they want to do if they don't bother anybody else, this is something that I think was not thought through, because the many, many help-wanted signs that are out in front of manufacturing facilities and businesses will have a difficulty now with people who can't pass a drug test.
Already had that problem. Yeah, a lot of these companies already had the problem. If you want to drive truck or run, you know, equipment or whatever, you can't do that. Whether it's large equipment out in the yard, equipment, like you say, in manufacturing inside the building, if you can't pass the drug test, you can't do the job.
And so we end up paying more unemployment insurance or unemployment coverage, as well as welfare, food stamps, et cetera, for people who maybe one time could have had a job but now failed a drug test and can't drive that truck, forklift anymore, can't work on that CNC machine, et cetera, because of the danger to themselves and to their fellow employees. And that's a sad state of affairs. And while you and I have talked about the fact that I believe that there ought to be great liberty and freedom in our country, that sometimes we have to do common sense things. That involves personal control, making sure that we can carry on as society and do the independent things for ourselves, as well as do things that create opportunities for the rest of our brothers and sisters in our community.
Congressman Tim Walberg, always good to have you here. I know that we're heading toward the end of this session of Congress. Have you back next week to see what else ends up on the to-do list and to see if we get any of these things checked off. I'll give you the final word.
Well, it's still a great country. We have foment that goes on at times, and we swing too far one way and then swing too far the other way. But I think in the end, if we keep pushing and keep talking about things like you and I have just talked of, maybe we might have that opportunity to push ourselves back to the genius that made this country great. That's personal liberty with responsibility, smaller government, not larger government, and a belief in the basic traditional values that have moved us forward very well. So thanks for having me on the program. We look forward to talking to you next week, and I'm sure we'll have plenty of things to talk about.
I'm sure we will. Congressman Tim Walberg, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
And as we get ready for the holidays, I want to encourage you to go sign up for your chance to win a brand new water treatment system from our good friends at Wolverine. Wolverine is the premier water treatment company here in Michigan. And you have a chance right now to win a blue line system worth up to $4,000. Here's what you need to do. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Wolverine contest button. Get signed up for a free water test. And then you're entered for a free $4,000 system. Wouldn't that make for a nice Christmas present? That's right. You tell them Steve sent you. Or to our good friends at Wolverine. We'll be right back.
You know what your family enjoys, so this year do your holiday shopping at Not Just Guns in Mason. Not Just Guns sells hundreds of new and used guns, as well as ammo, scopes, optics, suppressors, NFA items, AR accessories, and gift cards. Can't find what you're looking for? Not Just Guns will make you a custom order to ensure you get what you want. Don't just shop anywhere this holiday season. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you deserve.
I'm Mike Green, owner of Not Just Guns on Cedar Street and 127 in Mason. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you expect. With years of experience and a passion for firearms, Not Just Guns is easy to get to and even easier to do business with. Come see us on Cedar Street, just off 127. Check us out on the web at notjustguns.com.
Hard to buy for a relative on your list? Gift cards now available at Not Just Guns.